By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Some Americans could begin seeing $600 stimulus checks in their bank accounts as early as today. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin tweeted that payments may begin to arrive by direct deposit as early as Tuesday evening and will continue arriving into next week. The government will begin mailing out paper checks today for people without government-registered bank accounts. Those checks are set to arrive after Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Tuesday blocked a vote on increasing the payments in the COVID relief package to $2,000. Democrats are pushing the Senate to pass the higher coronavirus pandemic relief payments, meeting President Donald Trump's demand for $2,000 checks already approved by the House to replace the $600 stipends called for in legislation Trump signed late Sunday. Mr. Trump is also urging the Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure, even as he predicts that the chamber will allow the veto to be overridden. The predecessor of Louisiana's incoming Republican member of the U.S. Senate, Luke Letlow, who died Tuesday night from complications related to COVID-19, said that Luke was a big part of the family and that they're devastated at the loss. The state's newest congressman was admitted to a hospital 11 days ago after testing positive for the coronavirus. Letlow died only days before he would have been sworn into office. He was 41, married with two children. President-elect Joe Biden said he plans to be aggressive in fighting COVID-19 upon taking office, pushing for 100 million vaccinations in the first 100 days on the job. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Authorities in the state of Colorado reported the first U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant that had been found in Britain. A state health official said a man in his 20s who had no travel history tested positive for the virus while being isolated in southeast of Denver, the state capital. British scientists said the new COVID-19 variant is more contagious than previously identified strands of the coronavirus. The discovery of the new variant led the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to issue new rules on Christmas Day for travelers arriving to the United States from Britain, requiring they show proof of a negative COVID-19 test. Well, rescue teams searched overnight after a strong earthquake hit central Croatia earlier on Tuesday, killing at least seven people, injuring more than two dozen others, and destroying buildings. The prime minister said late Tuesday officials expect the death toll to rise. Tuesday's magnitude 6.4 earthquake came a day after the magnitude 5.2 quake struck the same area. Many people spent Tuesday night outside, fearful of another earthquake striking the already battered buildings. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to speak before the vote, saying a deal he clinched on December 24th would allow Britain to trade with its European neighbors and keep control of its laws and destiny. The accord preserves Britain's zero tariff and zero quota access to the European Union's 450 million consumers, preventing the chaotic split businesses had feared. Jonathan Pollard, who spent 30 years in a U.S. prison for spying for Israel, arrived in Israel early Wednesday with his wife. Pollard was greeted at the international airport in Israel by the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He was a civilian intelligence analyst for the U.S. Navy. When he sold military secrets to Israel while working at the Pentagon in the 1980s. He was arrested in 1985 after trying to gain asylum at the Israeli embassy in Washington and pleaded guilty. And Turkey received its first shipment of COVID-19 vaccine from China's Sinovac early Wednesday, almost a week after Ankara said the vaccine was safe and effective based on interim phase 3 trial results. Turkey plans to administer the vaccine to health workers and those over 65 years of age. For more news, please join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.